whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministry. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m., and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
Clarity and understanding, that we might understand your concepts and your precepts, that we might hide your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. Help us to become sensitive to your word and sensitive to the move of your spirit, that our relationship with you would increase and grow. It is in Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you in advance for it. Thank you now. Amen. 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 God bless you. We are so excited for all of you that are here today that have decided. I know this is a holiday weekend for all of you that have decided to come out to Center of Christ Ministries on the first Sunday to minister to reverence the Lord. As we begin today, we want to pick up where we left off the last time we talked about this. We're talking about Matthew's, I think it's 37. Well, let me go back to it. I don't want to call it wrong. Matthew 22, 37 through 40. And the scripture tells us that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is our theme for the year. The love life. And so we went through a lot of this, and I'm going to try to get to back to where I was. And we'll give you a little quick review. If this is not, and I know I moved through that real fast, but you can always find this on the website, on the Center of Christ Ministry.com. You can find this on the website. So we talked about you were created in the image of God. This is the last time I talked with us. We talked about this. You were created in the image of God. We went to Genesis, JoJo, 1:26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And we talked about that, defined that, and we went to John. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we talked about that. We looked at that, and we went a little further. The word heart and spirit are used interchangeably. We talked about that. In the scripture, heart and spirit is basically saying the same thing. we talked about, and we went over here to Ezekiel 36, and over in 36 and 27 there, 26 and 27, it talks about, I'm going to replace your stony heart with a heart of flesh. And we talked about, what is the meaning of having a stony heart? What is that about? What is it talking about? And the stony heart is a heart that is indifferent to the body. And the way you understand that is if it were some way you could do it, if you could take your heart out, your organ that's in your chest, the heart out, and replace it with a heart that's made out of stone, that stone and still live, that stone heart would be indifferent to your body. In other words, it doesn't care about your body. It's not there to do anything for your body. It is not providing you with anything. Not only is it not providing you with anything, it doesn't care what you need. Stony heart. The image here is that the heart that is stone, made out of stone. Remember, we talked about spirit and heart are interchangeable, meaning the same thing. The heart that is stone is indifferent to the will of God or the word of God or even the presence of God. It's indifferent. It doesn't care about God. You ask people all the time, how could they do? You see people do things, you say, how could they do that? They have a stony heart. They're indifferent. Their heart is indifferent to God. They don't know God. Not only do they not know him, they don't care about God. Okay. That's why it's really important when Paul said over here in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. A new creature means God has changed your heart. In other words, this is what born again is actually about, the changing or the recreating or the taking of a stony heart out of your spirit and replacing it with a spirit that is conducive or aware of God. Making sense, everybody? Okay. And so as we talked about that, we looked at that, and then we went to 1 Thessalonians, because we found out that man is actually after the likeness of God, and God is threefold in his presentation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so God said, let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, make man in our image, or the picture that we have of what man should be, and then, Dr. High, after our likeness, or make him like us. Now, everybody knows that no one in here is God, but we come from the same kind of being that God is. We are the same kind of being that God is, and it's really important for you to understand who you actually are. And so God is three in his presentation. You and I are three. We are three in one like God is three in one. And so the triune man is spirit, soul, and body. And so when Paul addressed the Thessalonians, he said, I pray your whole spirit and whole soul and body be preserved blameless. The spirit, your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your body be preserved blameless. And so it's really important for you and I to begin to think of ourselves as three. We are actually divided into three things. There's always three things working in us all the time. Let me say it again. There's always three things that are always struggling for leadership in you. You are, first of all, spirit, made after his likeness. And then you are soul. God breathed into you the breath of life, and you became a living soul. So we're going to talk about that. And you have a body. A body, okay? And so you walk around here in a body. But the body is not all of you. It's the least part of you there is. The most of you is supposed to be your spirit, because you are a spirit. Is this making sense, everybody?
Okay, so as we look at this now, let's go a little bit further. Okay, so I think this is now where I'm wanting, we were last time we talked, the triune man. So the Spirit gives you God consciousness. It is through the Spirit that you become God conscious. That's why if you have a stony spirit, you're not God conscious. Make sense? Okay. And so Nick had a problem with this over in John 3:3-8. He was wondering, how can a man be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born all over again? And Jesus said, look, Nick, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Okay? And so you can't even see the kingdom of God except you are born again. In other words, your heart is changed from that of a stone where you're indifferent to God to a spirit heart that becomes aware of God. Y'all see it? Okay, so now let's go a little bit further. So with the soul, this is not where I am today, but we need to understand it. I'll get here. With the soul, we become self-conscious. We become aware of ourselves. Now, the one thing about this that you and I really need to understand about the soul is that the soul does not think in terms of eternity, where the Spirit does. And it changes how you see things. It's why the Spirit and the soul is going to always have this clash, because the Spirit does not die. It does not die. Okay, but the soul thinks in terms of the body, and it uses the senses to reason. We'll get into all of this. And the reasoning of the soul is temporal. Is that making sense? It is why God never talks to your soul. He never talks to your soul, because the first thing your soul will try to do to God is limit him. Because the soul thinks temporal. Like we're going to end. The Spirit doesn't think like that. The Spirit knows and understands, I don't die. I continue to exist. Is it making sense? The Spirit understands that if I take off my jacket is over there on the chair, but I'm still who I am. So that changes how you think. Make sense? Okay, so let's go a little bit further here. And then the body makes us world conscious. We become aware of the world around us through our body. If you didn't have a body, you wouldn't be aware of the world. The world, the other people, the insects, the sense of touch. You wouldn't have a sense of smell. You wouldn't have a sense of sight. All of those things are functioning through your physical body. Making sense, everybody? Okay, so all of these are working. They're all working. They're all working. Let's go to Romans 12. Won't go there yet. Yeah, Romans 12 and 1. What do we do with our bodies? And now you've got to notice, Deacon, that as God speaks through Paul, he is actually not talking to the church of Roman. He's not talking to their bodies. He's not talking to their bodies. He's talking to their spirit. Is that making sense? He's talking to their spirit. What does he say?
Book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
How many of us understand right away the soul is going to have a problem with this word sacrifice? And the body is going to join in with the soul. See it? Because all the body sees, sacrifice, that means I can't have what I want. That means it might be painful for me. And the soul says, whoa, this might kill me. Is that making sense? Because the soul is temporal. The soul thinks in terms of temporal, and it thinks in terms of protecting the
body.
Well,
it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners. This broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.